Good evening, creative people. Today is the 22nd of November, and it's day 22 of blah, blah, blah. You know the story. Anyway, today's assignment is following the lighting theme, going at a slight tangent to what we've been doing. Today, I would like you to take a photograph that uses lens flare. Now, if you don't know what lens flare is, yeah, you'll all have seen it. It is when you point your camera towards the light, so shooting into the sun, I mean literally pointing your camera at the sun, you get all these lovely rays and sort of circles and all sorts of, occasionally on cameras, like camera phones, you get colours, all sorts of fun things. And you can use that lens flare to make your photograph more atmospheric. A great way to use it is to put a light behind someone's head, and you can maybe do like halo effects. Or another great way to compose with lens flare is to put the sun or a light source just out of shot in one of the top corners and have the lens flares draw lines into the shot, and you can use those lines as leading lines towards your subject. So if you have a sort of a top right, bottom left, or top left, bottom right composition, so you put your subject in the frame, for example, in the bottom right, and you have your lens flare in the top left, you can make sort of lines that lead towards it, give those lovely diagonal lines stroking across the frame. You can also get some wonderful sort of lights and colours and things going on. You might potentially need to use a little bit of reflector to get some light back on the face of the person or the subject or whatever it is. Have a play around with it. It's a tricky one, this, and I did say they were going to get harder. This one is purely experimental. I don't expect you necessarily to get great shots from this. Just have some fun pointing your camera at light sources. It doesn't have to be the sun. It can be, you know, spotlights in your house, or it could be a torch, or it could be anything you can find that is a relatively point light source. Point your camera at it and see what you get. And I've been trying very carefully to make sure that all the assignments that I give out this month are things that you can do with your mobile phone. You can do lens flare shots with your mobile phone. I don't know whether I've mentioned it, but all of the photographs I've used on the Audioboo cover art this month have all been taken on my mobile phone. They've all been taken on the iPhone 4. And in a lot of cases it shows. They're not intended to be great photos. They're just intended to illustrate what the assignment's about. So lens flare can be done on a mobile phone, but you get some really wacky things on the iPhone, at least. With lens flare, you get these sort of red blotches in a sort of a grid with the iPhone. It looks really wacky. You do still get those lines and shapes, though. And it's a lot of fun. So check it out. Lens flare. Post whatever you get on Google+. Tag it with #creativityEX. And as always, I will comment on as many as I can. Let's have a look and see who's posted today. I haven't commented on anything yet today. It's been a bit of a busy day, but I'll get to it in a minute. So we've had posts from Georgina. I think that might be it, actually. I think it might just be Georgina today. We did have posts at the end of the day yesterday after I'd posted the boo, I think from Luke Moreau, and I have a feeling that Rob posted after the deadline, and Rob Allen, that is, not Rob Griffiths. Janelle Yates, maybe? Jen Thorpe posted her bruise picture, I think, after I'd posted yesterday. Anyway, so some good pictures. I do need to get back and comment on a few. But thank you very much for taking part. I will catch up with you guys tomorrow. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.